say if it's around here, and grab that, leave back here, and we're going to get you back.
Called this meeting order December 8th, 2015. It is 6:31 for Land and Natural Resource Cultural Preservation Committee. I'm going to ask Mark Randolph for our invocation.
Lord, we're thankful for another day that you've given us, Lord, and for all your blessings. Ask that you guide and direct us through this time. Just fill this room in the name of Jesus. Pray that you would clear our mind and touch us in our hearts and our bodies, our souls and our spirits. Say all these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, thank you. Next, that's a roll call. Ms. Hazy gives us a roll call. Oh, David Nichols will be excused for this evening. And Joyce Deere also.
Daryl Proctor.
Here.
Mark Randolph.
Present.
Joyce Deere. David Nichols, Mitch Jack.
Yeah.
Chairman, got three present, two absent.
We've got three present, two absent. That constitutes a quorum, and any business transacted would be valid tonight. And the next item is approval of minutes for November 10th, 2015. I give the committee a couple of minutes for to review. I need a motion.
Chairman, I make a motion to approve the minutes with any additional changes needed.
Motion has been made to approve minutes with any corrections made.
Second.
Seconded by Mark Randall. Roll call.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Mark Randall?
Yes.
Chairman, I got two in favor and none against.
Motion been made to approve the minutes for November 10, 2015. Next order of business. Church and ceremonial ground grant applications. Our first church is Pecan Grove Methodist Church. Do we have any representatives from them? Okay. We need a motion to discussion for this one. Motion for discussion on this.
I'll make a motion to pass.
Motion for due pass by Mark Randolph.
Second.
Seconded by Mitch. And we're in discussion now, so you can come up and tell us what your application is for. And
we had to kind of rest to get all this work, and we're asking for $10,000 to. Well, some of them we can leave it out, and we'll do the other stuff. We can build this shop. Here, the one that we really need the most is to fix the leak, the faucet, and heating air unit, and handicap walk-up. You know, the others we can do without.
Okay, so you're asking for $10,000, right? But you're only going to do certain.
I mean, look at the way they figured it. It's going to cost more than $10,000. So what was if you know we just use this, cause now, this one's going to cost $4,500.
You can ask for more.
They didn't want to.
Okay.
Because something else might come up later.
Okay.
You know? So they said $10,000. That's what we got last year. We reimbursed the extras we had left. So we do that again. Yeah. Whatever we don't use, we'll. But the main thing, they want these things.
Okay, and what's your total? I guess your total will be what you're looking for now. It would be that right there.
Okay. And then we'll. If we have other things that we can do to add up to that, we'll reimburse it. But the main thing they said that we can do without these, you know, like carpets, and but the main thing they want the handicap walkway, handicap ramp, and faucet. when they really ask for that. And then whatever, they thought it was going to cost more
mm-hmm.
with this.
Yeah.
They asked for riding mower. Somebody, I guess, somebody told them that they could have got 2 acre
mm-hmm.
yard with them.
Well, I know you can ask for more ever how much you can ask up. Well, I know what you got there, what you're asking for, and I know it's above what you're looking at, but I mean, all that stuff you should be able to ask for. And
but it's still for 2 years, I mean?
No, you can get up to $50,000, you know, but you'll have to wait for 10 years.
Yeah. Well, what did they ask for?
Right here, if you got this one, you'd have to wait 2 years. Mm-hmm. And if you got 20,000, you'll have to wait 4 years.
Mm-hmm. That's what they said. They said, we should get 10.
Okay.
Get
well, I'll just... Mm-hmm. Mitch, you got anything?
I was just trying to help y'all get a mower.
Yeah.
But if it's, so. You know, we might need something else. How many times might come up, you know?
Well, what you're asking for here and what you're needing, I mean, looks like you need all this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's better to... try to get it now because you're still going to have to wait.
Oh.
Yeah.
Regardless okay. of...
I didn't bring the estimate on that riding mower they asked for.
Yeah, well...
But it's 6,000 though.
Well, you can come back next month and, you know, you can bring all that in here and we can go over this again.
Oh, okay.
If that's okay. I mean, but if y'all really need this tonight or quickly...
Yeah.
Or you can wait another... Mm-hmm. Or another month. I don't know that. I mean, that's up to you, but...
Or they told me just get that.
Okay.
Apply for that.
But you'll still have to wait for 2 years, and that's two mm-hmm. more summers.
Yeah.
Oh. You know, you'll be without a mower for that long. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Mm-hmm. But if you can, I'm not trying to tell you what to do, but I mean, if you can talk to them and say, yeah, we can add the mower on there and the air conditioner. I mean, you can get up to $50,000. But okay, but you can include the mower then, you know, if you can, you know, you can do that or. But.
Yeah, it was 6,500, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I had the estimate, but I left it because they said it was going to cost more than.
Yeah, know. And it sounds like you need that mower, but.
Yeah. Two
eight. Mm-hmm. Estimate is it boyat the way, you know. Is it when there's a boy out there?
Go ahead and put it on there, you know. Because it takes them 2 days with that, you know, one more to have.
Yeah.
We've got Everlist and we got, you know, one guy that does it. Go ahead and put it on nothing. Yeah, but it was 6,000 though.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But then you'll have to ask for more than 10,000 though.
Mm-hmm. But 4 years, for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
We can't.
That wouldn't be for 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if we pass this one, that'd be 2 years, and you can only do what you got there.
But if you get 20,000, it'll be four years.
Because one guy takes them 2 days.
Well, what I know, you're probably they probably give you the okay to
they
ask for.
They wanted it, but you know. After they seen the find in there, they mm-hmm. was going to way more than 10,000. So,
as in 20,000 east in the wild. Hey, y'all, Bobo Mo, she needs it too. Many places there.
Oh, okay. I know.
Okay.
Will it be okay if you come back next month? Or is this something that needs?
Well, this one.
About the faucet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they'll approve because they said tell Donna, you know, Donna got in the wheelchair thing.
Oh,
yeah. We had that on there.
Okay.
1,000.
Yeah. Okay, hold on.
Are we able to pass it and maybe add a continuous that she gets to talk with them and they send us an estimate? Are we able to do that?
I think we should be able to. I mean, especially if you said you've already got a
mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, if it's okay with the committee, I think it's okay, long as the you know your church knows what you're asking. And
we got 10,000 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We had a little money left over, so we would send it back.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so
we're gonna pass it as 10, and then come back and do another 10.
You want to add the mower tonight?
Mm-hmm. And I want the contingency that she'll go back and speak with the folks and then they can bring in their estimate or...
You'll have to ask for $20,000 though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's between 15 and 20. Okay. Okay.
Is that it?
Well, hold on. Okay, so what are we asking here, committee? We're going to approve $20,000 for her because they're going to add the lawnmower, which she's saying is around $6,000. Mm-hmm. That's what I'll put her around $16,000. And but you'll have $4,000 mm-hmm. kind of left to, yeah. and maybe you can kind of get all that together.
Yeah.
And
okay.
As long as you have everything, all receipts accounted for, and you know what how to do that.
Yeah.
So maybe y'all can complete all this other stuff too.
Okay.
But you have to explain to them before for 4 years. And,
okay.
All right.
Okay, the first motion was for the $10,000. I am motion for the $20,000.
Okay.
I make a motion that we amend it to $20,000.
Second.
Motion made to amend this to $20,000.
Contingent upon the approval of our church and verification of the estimate.
Okay, that motion's been made.
Second.
And seconded. Motion been made by Mark Randolph, seconded by Mitch Jack.
Okay. Right. I think I got it.
I was waiting for you. You're done.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Mitch Jack.
Yes.
Chairman, 2 in favor, 0 against.
And that was amended to $20,000.
Yes.
Okay. So you got $20,000. Everything correct on your on the application and.
That was an amendment. Do we need to go back and approve it?
Approve overall? Yeah. Might as well.
Right.
Need a motion to approve now.
Oh, we already have a motion.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Roll call in.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Mitch Jack.
Yes.
Chairman, I got 2 in favor, 0 against.
That's 2 in favor and 0 against, and that your grant application is approved. Make sure you bring all
receipts.
Mm-hmm, receipts and all this correct on here.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Not receipts, but the quote for the mower.
And quotes for the quote for the mower. We do need to get that too. That way you can. Mm-hmm. And anything else that you're kind of. Y'all can look at that and see what y'all can get done with the, I think there'll be about $4,000 left, maybe.
Okay. So.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Hello. All right, the next item is TR-15-216, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a state of Oklahoma Department of Transportation driveway agreement for the improvement of the intersection of State Highway Loop 56 and Mission Street in Okmulgee County, Oklahoma. The sponsor is Dodie Barnett. And need a motion?
Motion
for due pass by Mark Randolph.
Second.
Seconded by Mitch Jack. And discussion?
I am here. Is there anyone who's here to speak for this? I don't see Kevin, okay. They didn't tell me who they were sending in front of.
This is an agreement with the state of Oklahoma. Anytime you're doing any work on a state of Oklahoma highway, road, the state requires this agreement to be in place between, in this case, between the nation and the state of Oklahoma. So we're going to be making our tribal transportation program, I guess, is going to be making some improvements to the intersection of the Loop and Mission Road. And so in order to start that process off, we've got to have this agreement in place with the city, with the state of Oklahoma. And basically why it's coming to the council is one between the nation and the state of Oklahoma. And two, there's a harmless clause in the agreement to be considered our office a waiver of sovereign immunity. So it's got to be approved by council as well for that reason. So,
Any questions? No questions. Roll call vote.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Ms. Jack?
Yes.
Chairman, I got 2 in favor, 0 against.
2 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. The next item is TR15-217. A tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a principal chief to apply for federal funding to complete an environmental assessment, hydraulic study, and design a replacement bridge for bridge number 00388 in Creek County, Oklahoma, bridge number 09681 in Muscogee County, Oklahoma, and bridge number 06526 in Okefuskee County, Oklahoma. Need a motion?
Motion for due pass.
Motion for due pass by Mitch Jack.
Second.
Seconded by Mark Randolph. And our sponsor is Doty, and she's here.
I'm here.
And
Kevin, is it you here? This is just brought to council. The Tribal Transportation Program again wants to apply for a grant of $150,000 per bridge that I guess they have in their inventory. So they just wanted permission from council basically to apply for these federal grants. There aren't any waivers or anything involved in this, but they just wanted your permission before they pursue these grants to do studies on these bridges and what's needed, I guess, in order to ensure they're built properly, correctly, and safely.
All right. Any questions? No questions? Is there a roll call vote?
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Chairman, 2 in favor, 0 against.
2 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. The next item is TR15-218. A tribal resolution of Skokie Creek Nation authorizing a principal chief to execute a memorandum of understanding with the Jack C. Montgomery VA Medical Center Veterans Transportation Service, Indian Nations Council of Governments, Grand Gateway, doing business as Pelavin Transit, Cimarron Public Transit System, Kiwab, Muscogee County Transit, and Morton Comprehensive Health Care in order to develop the Veterans Transportation Initiative. Need a motion?
Motion
to due pass by Mark Randolph.
Second.
Seconded by Mitch Jack. Mark is the sponsor.
Mr. Dillinger.
This is a memorandum, and I won't repeat all the names of the parties involved in this, but as you can see, there are many parties involved in this. And it's an initiative that will allow us to participate in helping to transport veterans within the eastern Oklahoma area, not only to the veterans, the medical center in Muskogee, but also on any other type of needed transportation for medical purposes. So it's being brought to the council today because it's an agreement between the nation and the VA's involved. So per the Constitution, anything, any agreement with the state, federal, local agency has to be approved by council. So it's a project that the nation will be participating in, and again, it needs your approval because it's with the federal government.
All right. Any questions? No questions. Roll call vote.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Mr. Jack.
Yes.
Chairman, I got 2 in favor, 0 against.
2 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next item is TR15-219. A tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the use of a tribal building for the Muscogee Creek Nation Okima Cabinet Shop. That sponsor is Mark Randolph. Need a motion?
Motion to pass.
Motion or due pass by Mark Randolph.
Second.
Seconded by Mitch Jack. In discussion?
Mr. Aldrich.
Yeah. This is a building that was located on 40 acres over about 5 miles north of Okima on Highway 56. And it was formerly known as a crossover treatment center, but I believe after that program was shut down, pretty much lost track of the building. But for our apprenticeship program, it provided an excellent place to build cabinets in that place. And they built cabinets for the new Alexander building remodeling we've done over there. And also the housing authority has been utilizing it to build their cabinets as well for some of the houses that they've done. And again, it's to train our apprentices that come into the program and help them, give them a place to build cabinets.
Any questions? No questions? Roll call vote.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Mitch Jack.
Yes.
Chairman, I got 2 in favor, 0 against.
2 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next item is TR15-220, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing construction of a new tribal construction services building. Our sponsor is Mark Randolph. Need a motion?
Motion to pass.
Motion for due pass by Mark Randolph.
Second.
Seconded by Mitch Jack. Discussion?
Yeah. We have this bill, but I was handed an NCA 08159. Entitled Executive Branch. and it shows where the amount of $2,528,755 was appropriated for a tribal construction building. And I think the last time I was bringing this through, the questions was, well, we already have, but I guess it's the executive building now. But can anyone speak to that, what transpired? I was hoping Mr. Lesarge would be here.
Well, this one is for tribal construction for their building. They're using the old Head Start building. There's still the structure over there. And I believe basically the reason the legislation is coming back before committee is just under the law it's required anything exceeding $10,000 has to be approved by council by tribal resolution. So it's construction letting you know where the building is going to be located. Since you all as council are over the nation's property, it's the opportunity for construction to let you know where the building is going to be located, just so you all can approve it. So, and that's consistent with the Constitution.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I wasn't aware of any previous legislation. I'm assuming that was the former building that was built. But just to let you know, our plan right now is that since that building was abandoned and nobody was able to utilize it, our plan, and it had been flooded, we plan to raise and elevate that floor and then utilize our SIPS panels to skin it like we did the Wood building. But we're attempting to do it with the funds that we had left over from the carryover that y'all allowed us to on the bill that got passed the one time for the salaries that were left over because it was passed at the end of the year. So we're planning to use those funds and go as far as we can with using our internal resources, the staff we have, the skilled employees that we've been hiring, and the equipment that we've been purchasing, to go as far as we can. There may be a later date once we get to the point where we may have to come back and ask for funding to complete the building. But I think with the resources that we have now, we can at least get it dried in and get it down at a very minimal cost. And we can determine the cost to finish that later when we get to that point.
Thank you.
Any questions?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Speaker.
This resolution that Representative Mark Redhouse was referring to, there was funds appropriated for his construction building. Okay, and that was for your use?
I'm not sure when that was. I think that was appropriated to build the other building that now is the chief's building.
Okay, now my question, was that built originally for your program?
He wasn't here.
I wasn't here at the time. I think it was. I've been here 2 years. So
okay. Well, the way I read it is that that probably the judge probably helped me because you were here probably then. That this legislation here appropriated funds for the construction to utilize that building where the executive branch resides at now. If that's the case, then what authority was there for the executive branch to utilize that if it was originally intended for the construction?
I don't know off the top of my head, other than just an executive decision, I guess, to utilize the building.
Well, in that case, doesn't the National Council have the authority to lease or make changes to legislation?
I think so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would. I think you could probably make the argument under the Constitution, since you are responsible for the nation's properties, lands, that you would have the ability to make a determination where perhaps how a building is used or utilized. That's why we're bringing this legislation to you all right now, so you know where the building is located and what plans are for it. So
well,
then you could make that same
argument. Yeah, I understand that. It's just that the way that this was handled, you know, or utilized, I would say.
I don't know where that decision was made. At the time, I was not in the AG's office. I was the Secretary of the Nation, so I don't know what the legal argument was at that time to move the office from the current, or the previous chief's office to the new office in the construction building. So I'm not sure how that came about. But
Well, as far as I know, I haven't seen anything to, you know, authorize any changes.
Any other questions? Oh.
What was that NCA number that you were referring to?
NCA 08-159.
Any other discussion on this particular bill? No discussion? Roll call vote.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Ms. Jack?
Yes.
Chairman, got two in favor, zero against.
We have two in favor and zero against. That motion passes. Our next item is TR15-222, a travel resolution of the Schoharie Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute agreements between the nation and Mueller Incorporated. Need a motion?
Motion to pass.
Motion for due pass from Mark Randolph.
Second.
Second by Mitch Jack. Our sponsors, Ms. Barnett.
I am here. Are you James?
This is with Mueller's Steel Building Company, and we've used them in the past to purchase a storage building, a metal frame storage building. But this one in particular involves the Okemah Community Center that we're building. We're trying to get a long lead item, trying to get it ordered early so that when we have the other work done, we'll be ready for the metal building package to arrive. But as I understand, there's some, they always have a terms and conditions in their agreement. And I think that there were some sovereignty issues that were in this term, or in this term of agreements with their purchase. And that's why it's come to y'all to be aware of that in the past. And this is a rather large company, and they've given us good prices. They've been the lowest bidder on two projects so far, and so we're planning to use them in the future as well to provide these types.
You have reviewed this?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Any other discussion? No discussion. Roll call vote.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Ms. Jack.
Yes.
Chairman, got two in favor, zero against.
Two in favor, zero against. That motion passes. Next item we have is TR15-232, a tribal resolution of Skokie Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute an application for water and water users agreement and right-of-way easement with the Okwuegee County Rural Water District Number 3 for water service at a tribal property located in Okwuegee County, Oklahoma. Sponsors Mark Randolph. Have a motion.
Motion to pass.
Motion for due pass by Mark Randolph.
Second.
Second by Mitch Jack. Discussion.
This is an agreement that the Rural Water District Number 3 is requiring the nation to enter into in order to provide water services to the building that will be used for cabin shop. So it's just a requirement that they want us to enter into. I think we've done the same thing in the past with Morris when we purchased that property in order to turn the water on and transfer titles. We had to enter into a similar agreement with that Rural Water District. So it's brought to you one again because it's with a local government agency, Rural Water District. And two, there is, I believe, with some waiver language in there. We're subjecting ourselves to the rules and regulations and the state laws as well. So for those two reasons, they're brought to you. In order to get the water turned on and transferred to the nation at that location, you've got to enter into this agreement.
Any questions? No questions. Roll call vote.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Ms. Jack?
Yes.
Chairman, got two in favor, zero against.
Two in favor, zero against. That motion passes. Our next item is TR15-233, a tribal resolution of the Skokie Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute an oil and gas lease on tribal property located in Wagner County. Sponsors Mark Randolph. Have a motion?
Motion to pass.
Motion for D-pass by Mark Randolph.
Second.
Second by Mitch Jack. Discussion?
This could be all left.
Now, this is for a oil and gas lease in Wagner County. It's a subdivision in a larger tract of property. And we own a very small amount of 0.212841 acres. So 0.2 of an acre. That's much. We want to lease. It's 3/16, 3 years.
Any questions? No questions? All right, roll call vote.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Trevor got 2 in favor, 0 against.
2 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Our next item is NCA 15-262. A law of the Cook Nation amending CNCA Title 5, Chapter 2, Subchapter 1, entitled Grant Programs for Churches and Ceremonial Grounds. The sponsor is Frank Coachman. We have a motion.
I make a motion to postpone this indefinitely.
Motion been made to postpone indefinitely by Mitch Jack, seconded by Mark Randolph. Any discussion on that?
Thank you, Chairman. Mm-hmm. I'm in support of this, but there's some language that needs to be changed to this to for the betterment of this.
Okay.
So. Mm-hmm.
Okay, motion been made to postpone indefinitely. Roll call vote.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Chairman got 2 in favor, 0 against.
2 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Our next item is NCA 15-263, the law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing an appropriation to fund a full restoration of the Muscogee Creek Nation Council House. Sponsors Dody Barnett. Have a motion.
I'll make a motion for due pass.
Motion for due pass by Mitch Jack.
Second.
Seconded by Mark Randolph. Discussion?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you guys for motioning for discussion for this bill. This is a conversation that we've been having and we need to keep having until the issue is resolved. The actual columns on the council house are detaching from the structure. And obviously, we've known for a really long time that it needed to be renovated and preserved and taken care of. So, Mr. Asbell and Mr. Giles are here to present the information and answer any questions that you guys have.
Hello. What Chris is handing out here is the most recent images of the council house, of which Councilwoman Dodie Barnett has just described. Again, what we're doing here is presenting this again to the council, to the committee. Again, we're looking for a full restoration of the council house here that encompasses the landscaping, the exterior, and the interior of the building itself. Again, this is in a full-on historic preservation attempt here to preserve this council house, which, as a reminder, was built in 1878 by our ancestors. It was put on the National Historic Landmark Registry in 1962 and purchased back in 2010, so we're now into the fifth year of the ownership of the council house for the first time in over 100 years. So as you can see, what we'll go into with discussion, but plain and simple, this house is falling apart. With the additions that were done back in the 90s, in the late 90s as well, a lot of the work that was put into it has altered and deteriorated the council house even more so. Now here, after going through 5 years of different seasons and weathers, it continues to deteriorate, and also now with the more frequency of these earthquakes happening, the council house is going to collapse on itself. Again, we're part of a whole effort here of revitalization of the downtown area, and as we all know, the council house is the heartbeat of the downtown of Mogi area, our Capitol building, which Mogi grew up around, and we're doing this in tandem in a collaborative effort here with the entities of downtown, such as OSU, which is doing the whole restorative project themselves, and also putting a visitor center in downtown, along with Mogi Rising, that's the Chamber of Commerce of Mogi Main Street, and you may have seen some cool tangible evidence of that, one of them most recently being the street signs going up. So again, we're doing this not only for downtown Mogi itself, but maintaining as we're obligated to do since this is on the National Historic Registry, to maintain the historic authenticity or accuracy of that building and integrity, I should say. But this applies to not only our tribal neighbors, but also across the United States as far as maintaining these sites, which not only are as part of our Muskogee history, but United States history as well. So to be clear, what we are doing is bringing the council house back to life in the era that was built. So essentially the median, I guess you'd say, time frame that we're looking to restore it to would be right before statehood, around you'd say 1880 to 1906. And again, a lot of the information that you'll be seeing here just kind of breaks everything down from the major critical into the urgent to save this building from collapsing on itself.
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say the when we passed the original bill for the architectural services for $225,000, gave our department what we consider legislative intent to pursue the restoration of the council house. We based that number on a $1.5 million budget. If you look at the prioritized scope and budget, would you mind coming up and talking about a little bit? Dustin's been in all meetings, and we've been utilizing tribal construction during this entire process. We can still do the project with $1.5 million. They've broken it down in terms of critical, what they're calling critical, urgent, or desirable. And for the most part, the most extensive parts of the council site that's going to be restored can be done through the critical stage. And if but there are also a lot of cosmetic things that can't be done based on the $1.5 million budget, and those are listed under the urgent, including maybe like the stone wall, the entrance on the front, and goes through here from the interior, restoring the wood, restoring the ceilings, restoring some of the hardware. So the restoration project is unlike any other construction project because it's so specific. The time period and is much more costly. I just wanted to, at this point, we're almost done with the designs and in that process. And at this point, this really becomes a more of a policy issue of how do we want to proceed from a policy standpoint? Do we want to go ahead and get the project started with maybe like a $1.5 million appropriation, maybe with our department seeking some additional outside funds? The bill is kind of going for the gusto. We figured it would be probably better to put that amount on there and then scale that back down. One thing that we are looking at was that we looked at the CDBG grant. It was about $800,000. The nation actually ended up not applying for that at all. So that was some money that ended up being left on the table, unfortunately. But we can... have the opportunity that we've talked with our architects about maybe pursuing some historic tax credits and running the project through a LLC that we can form under the nation's corporation code, and that we can get a around 40% tax credit that would be potentially transferable in the open market. And depending on how much qualified, it could be anywhere from around $800,000 to $1.2 million. And Justin had talked about the downtown revitalization and what's going on down in El Mogi. Those folks are able to do that and, through the historic tax credits. That make some of those buildings are less than viable projects based on the construction costs, but once the historic tax credits come into play, they become more of a viable project. And so that's something that we are looking at, and the architects have been tasked to pursue that as quickly as possible. So,
it's something you said, too, to add that just quickly, that this will be a first full restorative effort here. Not only that, but the effort of the actual construction, but a lot of research has been done in the past 2 years, which has never been done before. For instance, we now know the actual layout and where everything was inside that building, from the Office of Foreign Affairs to the schoolhouse, to the there's different committees that were held in there, to the House of Kings, House of Warriors. All that has now been legitimized and fact-checked with all the research that has been done through Tulsa University and ourselves, through our own archives, historical state archives, and national archives as well. So we do have, on top of this construction now, a full, essentially, Creek Council House 101 history of.
Yeah. You know, just for reference, I was just going to mention that around 1990, the community of Okmulgee raised about $1 million. In today's dollars, that's about $1.8 million, and that equivalents around $40,000 a year. So the building it's just an old structure, and it depreciates over time, and so periodically those types of funds are required to go back into the building. One thing they did actually in 1990, they actually didn't serve the building well. They made a number of modifications to the building that actually had accelerated some of the deterioration. Primarily, a lot of the water infiltrating the base is causing some of the structure to shift. And this project will actually change the grade and modify those so that we actually have a building that should be fairly robust for an extended period of time.
Extended period of time with the restoration here, we're looking at the council house, probably won't need to be touched as far as a restoration effort like this for another 150 to 200 years, is the outlook as far as the restoration goes. So again, it will be the longevity is what we're trying to keep our council house alive, as it has been for the previous 130 years, I believe, 130 some odd years.
Any questions?
What would be the funding source on this?
We do have the funding. Right now, I'm setting that without looking at any prior year reserves carried over yet. I'm setting that probably about $6
million. Thank you.
Is that it?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mark?
I'm in support of the full restoration. I really am. But right now, just in our transition of what's going on within the nation, I'm fearful. I would rather see this come back to this committee once we're all settled in the new administration that we know, because each day we hear new things. You know, we hear things about healthcare. We hear about our compact health. People are being sent to collection agencies. You know, and then we hear we don't have one. Then we hear this over here, and we never know for sure what exactly is going on. And so, like, for my stance is I would like to know for sure, you know, what all, everything's been paid, everything's, you know, and then when we start over again, you know, and, you know, even if it's just January, you know, sometime, I mean, I'm not trying to put y'all off.
Sure.
I'm really not.
No, that's completely understandable.
I just have a fear of, like, what if we need that money for something that the citizens are going to really need, like contract health, or, you know, I don't know what it could be, but I just like to see everything in place and know
right.
for sure we're okay. That's all I have to say. Mm-hmm.
Yes, go ahead.
Kind of the same as Warren, got support this, but with the funding source, I know the health, you're concerned about the health, would the funding source affect the health? On our capital improvement. I mean, this is basically just buildings here. Mm-hmm. And I know concerned about funding all of it, but could we fund half of it this year and the remaining just to make sure?
Yes.
I mean,
you said something about utilizing some other options. I mean, mm-hmm. would you still be able to do that?
Sure. I mean, the CDBG grant, there is an economy of scale of doing things in one time, but the CDBG grant, the ICDBG grant, we could pursue that. There's other grants out there. I think if we can get the ball rolling from a construction standpoint, I think some of these other opportunities may present themselves in a better manner.
Also, his comment about, this is in capital improvement. In order for any money to come out of capital improvement, like you said, for health, I mean, that would be something that you would have to have legislation in order to transfer that money out. Right now, this money is reserved for capital improvements, and that's what's in there right now. And then we'll be moving the 15 reserved over to 16. That money just has not been moved yet.
Okay.
So there could be additional money there.
Yes.
Let me reiterate what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I'm fearful. I want to see everything in place. I understand all that, but I'm just saying once we're in a better place to know exactly about our finances, that I would be more comfortable voting yes. That's all I'm saying.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I mean, because I don't want to, some hidden thing jump up on us and, you know, we need all this money and then, that's all I'm saying. I mean, I'm not trying to say this line item or whatever. I would just like to see everything in place and know for sure, positively, that's what we have. Everything's paid for. Everything.
Right.
You know, that's all I'm saying.
If I could respond to that, too. Again, what we do know for sure about the council house, it is ready to fall down. Based on our architects, as of even as early as last week, they're suggesting that we put caution tape and cones out and not let anybody near 25 yards of the council house with fear that that pillar will fall and kill someone or seriously hurt or damage someone's well-being. What we do know for sure is that the council house is not going to survive much longer, again, with the propensity of these earthquakes and then the weather here. That is a definite. So, again, I'm not saying that the further we delay, it's just that the more that we delay the construction, the more the deterioration of the council house, which will then incur more cost to it as well.
I'm just speaking like 2 months. How long has it been standing?
128 years.
Okay, thank you.
Go ahead. And I agree with Mark. You know, I'm not against this. But, you know, and we have had something catastrophic occur, and we had to use that capital improvement. I mean, and, you know, just like that Cromwell incident, you know, last year. That came out of capital improvement, and that was a big chunk itself. So, and I agree with Mark, and I know it needs to be done, but, you know, what if something else comes up?
Sure.
You know?
Chairman?
Yes.
I want it to be done. I really do. It's going to be great when we are able to do it. I mean, I'm not trying to block this at all. It's just a concern of mine. I think we have to have priorities, and I think right now people have to be our priorities and their needs.
James.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I think right now there's legislation in place to defer payment back to the permanent fund that we borrowed from the permanent fund to purchase Riverwalk about the same amount, $3 million something. I don't know exactly how much. So I feel like we should watch what we're doing. I mean, I'm not against the council house, but we're already going to use money from capital improvement when we're deferring payment for money that we already borrowed from ourselves. So Thank you.
Any other discussion? Lucian, you got anything?
No, sir. Thank
you. Speaker? David?
No.
Doug? No web discussion? Roll call vote.
Mitch Jack?
No.
Mark Randall?
No.
Chairman got zero in favor, two against.
Zero in favor, two against. That motion fails. All right.
Thank you, guys.
Our next item, we're in other business. Do we have any other business?
Yes.
We have. Looks like we have one. Yes.
I was wondering if it would be appropriate to mention that Underground would like to give an update on the status of their situation. I don't know if this is the appropriate place, but I was wondering if you wanted to schedule a time where our attorney could come in and address the committee and possibly the committee as a whole to update not only from a legal standpoint, but also address some of the concerns that or strategy or goals that we're currently trying to accomplish. If it's at the pleasure of the committee and the speaker, whenever you would like us to come in and give that update, we would be glad to do that. We need to let our attorney know to give an update on the legal side. But in addition to that, you know, we had a meeting on Wednesday night, and we were talking about possibly going to Mohegan to address some of the concerns that we have regarding the United Southeastern Tribes voting on a resolution. And I kind of wanted to give an update on that.
Okay.
The Mohegan has come back
and said that January the 11th and 12th would be, they would like to welcome us there and address some of their concerns in dealing with that USAP resolution. And then in addition to that, we have a white paper that our law has put together regarding the current situation that the hearing on the Hill that occurred today for the Insular Committee regarding recognition. And that copy of that white paper was sent out to members of the council. And I just wanted to draw your attention to that, to provide some options. The very current issue in recognition is a very real threat right now. The new rules are too, is a threat to sovereignty and what it means. So I'm requesting that everybody read that white paper.
Okay.
But if you decide you want us to give an update, please let us know and we'll be available to do that.
All right, I'll talk with speaker.
Contact or
maybe we can have that for planning session.
Probably planning or pre-agenda.
Okay. All right, we'll decide on that, and she have your information, contact, and all that. Okay. But we'll contact you, and when we'll have you come in. All right. Thank you. We have one item, NCA 15268, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the Secretary of Interior Affairs to implement a land buyback plan to purchase and consolidate fractionated interests of surface and subsurface restricted lands for the benefit of the Muscogee Creek Nation and Muscogee Creek citizens. What's the pleasure of the committee?
I'll make a motion to pass or to add to the agenda.
Motion has been made to add NCA 15268 to the agenda by Mark Randolph.
Second.
Seconded by Mitch Jack.
Chairman,
yes.
I would like to say we just received this, I mean, right before this meeting.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't been able to look over it or...
We're in discussion now. Do we have someone here to elaborate on this piece of legislation?
This is to add it to the agenda.
Oh, I'm sorry. Need that roll call vote on to add the agenda.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Mitch Jack.
Yes.
Chairman, 10 in favor, 0 against.
All right. This one's been added to the agenda for this evening, and now need a motion.
Motion for due pass
or discussion by Mark Randolph.
Second.
Seconded by Mitch Jack. We are in discussion on the NCA 15268. Do we have anybody that here to talk about this one?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Representative Randolph, for entertaining the motion to address it. The legislation is intended to create a legal structure to be able to operate under the land buyback program as a result of the Cobell lawsuit settlement. So the attached resolution authorized the nation to participate and to participate only, but it gives no authorities for the nation to take action when activities under the land buyback begin to take place. As identified in 268, there's essentially a process and a plan that has to take place. There has to be outreach to landowners. There has to be some land research that takes place, mapping and title work. There has to be appraisals, evaluation is the category, but essentially it's appraisals. And then finally, the last step, it would be acquisition, the actual purchase of the properties. So we envisioned acquisition to be large blocks at one time. So this legislation would create the legal structure for all of this to happen and take place. It's limited to restricted properties, limited to highly fractionated properties. And of course, title would come back to the nation and then be processed as USA Trust, adding extensively to our land base. It does provide for surface and subsurface or minerals. Apologize for the late date getting it over. I think I sent it over yesterday. But it's an initiative that was began some time back. But since we're coming to the end of a point in time or a point in history, resolving this and getting it wrapped up and done and in place became a priority.
Any questions?
Is there a time factor in this?
There's not really a time factor. We don't have to do anything. We don't have to participate in it. But having it in place and set up whenever it happens, it's kind of like the ball in Times Square. When it drops, you know, it drops.
Mm-hmm. Anything else? Speaker?
Yes, Mr. Drone.
Yes, sir.
You know, when I get, when legislation, you know, comes in,
mm-hmm.
it usually comes through to the Attorney General's office for their review.
Mm-hmm.
And they send a cover sheet that it's ready to be, you know, addressed. So has this been to the Attorney General's
office? Yeah, it has not, Mr. Speaker. This was prepared at the direction of Representative Jones. His instructions were to send it directly to the council. When council prepares legislation, they often do not get the Attorney General's office to review everything.
Okay, then as a representative, did he draft this legislation? Mr. Jones?
Mr. Jones had significant input into it.
Did he draft it?
Did he write parts of it? Yes.
Did he
Did he write all of it? No.
Okay. That's true.
Mm-hmm. Any questions? Yes.
I don't have a question. I just want to comment all of everything aside. Because I don't know anything about how it came to council or what time or who saw it or who didn't see it. But this is an issue that many of our families face. My own family has a plot of land where our family cemetery is, and it's very fractioned. There's about 22 overall owners. And last year, we had a gentleman who was wanting to buy everyone out, to buy our land. And of course, nobody is going to sell it where the cemetery is, but there are some who want to sell a part where the cemetery is not. But he was trying to do a quiet title or what is it called? I mean, he was basically trying to say, we can't decide what to do with it, so he's going to go to the county and buy it from us. I still don't understand how that works, but it's because the majority of the owners can't agree on what to do with it because there are some that want to sell. The part, you know, that doesn't have our cemetery on it. So, I mean, this is an issue that a lot of our families are facing, and they need our help. I mean, a lot of people are intimidated to even talk to an attorney because you have to get, you know, these land attorneys. And, I mean, even for our family, you know, we've had that land since my grandfather's grandfather was given it. And, you know, it was intimidating for us. And, you know, we're not people to be pushed around. So just keep it in mind. I mean, the committee, what the committee wants to do is obviously what needs to happen, and that's okay. But a lot of our families are facing these issues, and they are going to need our help, so we do need to have something in place for when they come.
Just to respond to your comment, if I may, that is the intent of the land buyback program. It is when there are so many owners in an undivided estate that the property becomes useless to any one of those owners. And not one of those owners actually utilize the property, so it will sit unattended. And then someone comes in and begins using the property or part of the property, and then we get an adverse possession. And Oklahoma law applies to even restricted properties in the Creek Nation. And they will eventually take the land by act of law. So this is set up to prevent that, to make something, generate some benefit back to the landowners. And as well, the nation gains title. So it's a win-win for everybody.
And just to add to that, I mean, it's also in our interest to protect these lands, because many times, so a lot of our elders don't have wills, so, you know, they might have 7 children, so then that property goes to those 7 children, and then if they don't have wills, and it goes to their 28 children, and it goes on down, that's how we got 22 owners on this one, and it's not a very big piece of land. But how the gate started was the spouse of one of the owners had allowed this man to come in and start hunting and using the land, and then he's trying to do the adverse possession on it because people wouldn't sell to him. And it was from, you know, I hate to say it, but sometimes we have to protect the land from non-Creek spouses too, because, I mean, it affects our citizens and their heirs. So anyway, thank you.
Thank you, Mr.
Chairman. Thank you. Any other discussion on this? No discussion? Roll call vote.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Chairman, I got 2 in favor, 0 against.
2 in favor, 0 against, and then motion passes. And no other business. We're down to announcements. Any announcements? No announcements. We'll have our benediction, which will serve as our adjournment. Mitch, would you give that to us, please?
Pues ábreme, Señor, porque algo le agrega en el gafía, ni de lo todo de sabino y el grito de y no como hogar o que cuidía y algo más la cuidaré. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.